The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm noted intellectual and middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm Griffin.
A little bit of a, right?
There's a delay, I think.
A little bit of a delay.
A little lag on
I wanted to play a new game I invented.
Good.
For you guys. And I am pretty good at inventing games, and I was like, this one was like just whatever, until it congealed last night for me. I'll tell you how.
Cool.
So this game is called Simply the Guests, and I'm going to take you inside a celebrity podcast, and you are going to tell me who the host of the podcast is.
Okay.
From me giving you the guests.
Can I just say, too, the title, a touching tribute.
What do you mean?
To Tina Turner to Travis's
passed.
Bit.
No, Tina Turner passed yesterday.
She did?
Oh,
yeah.
This is awkward.
Dad didn't text me, so I didn't find out about it. That's sort of my...
Yeah, so thinking about Tina Turner really helped me to come up with the name for this. It's
good.
It's called Simply the Guests.
Good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
I only have one round
then
today.
So this is sort of a mini pilot version of Simply the Guests.
You're assuming that this will take a lot less time than I think it's going to take.
A little pitch
Are
pilot.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Okay, the first guest on this podcast, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Are you going to tell us the name of the podcast?
No, that's what we
no,
have to guess.
I can't. No, no, no. You have to guess the host.
Host based
and then
on the guest. Credit, okay.
And then the bonus extra credit will be for the name of the podcast.
Let me ask you a question before we get any deeper into Simply the Guests. How feasible is this? Is this a game where we can take the data that you give us, goosh it around in our mind cavity, and then...
Can I say to you?
Yeah.
If your third eye... is fully open.
Okay.
It will be an absolute breeze. If you are half paying attention, I give you even odds. But I think the two of you together absolutely
it is
can
doable.
Guess,
it's,
can
okay, because sometimes Justin, when I bring a game to the table, the difficulty level is like first time you fight Sephiroth and you're supposed to lose, and then you like wake up at a different cutscene
right, like
level.
That.
Okay,
no.
Great.
What I'm saying is, if your heads are on a fucking swivel,
yeah.
This is a big brick of marble, and every single one of these names will be a piece that you're chipping away until you're left only with this person.
Okay, I'm ready.
Billy Ray Cyrus
first
is the first guest
ever. Billy Ray Cyrus,
first guest ever on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading to you the guests in order, unedited.
That is extremely helpful information. Thank you for clearing that up, Travis.
Yes. Okay. John Carter Cash.
It's the second one.
That is the son of
yeah.
Johnny and June. Billy Bush.
Okay.
Albert Pujols.
Okay.
Justin, my head's on a swivel, but it's hurting my neck, to go around.
Okay. 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 Adam Carolla. Does that help?
It doesn't. It hurts.
Huh. Okay. Clint Black.
Okay. Is there a reason why there's so many country music?
Interesting. Interesting. That's like, that's maybe a macro that you could put a pin in.
Okay.
Like, hey, here's the next guest. Is Gary Busey?
So okay, film.
Is the host Blake Shelton?
No, not Blake Shelton. Okay. And what? Okay, this is the most natural. Obviously, the Buse, and then you have Katie Couric.
Whoa. Okay, that gets rid of a lot of my guesses. Actually,
it starts to chop away the base.
It chops the list a lot because I was starting to think like, you know, early Sorbo, but I don't think Katie would go on Sorbo.
You're like Griffin,
yeah,
you're doing good. Can I say you're both doing good?
See, I'm thinking, what's the crossroads between country music and cinema?
Okay, I'm afraid we're gonna have to give it. This will give it up soon, but we're gonna keep moving. Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew. Bud, Katie Couric, Gary Busey, Katie Couric, Dr. Drew.
Okay,
here's
wait.
What you can say about this person? Big tent. A big,
yeah,
tent,
just a big right? open mind.
This is outside of the information you've agreed to give us, so you don't have to say yes or no here. Would we agree to be on this podcast?
It does not fucking sound like it.
I like to think we'd have a nice long talk about it. How's that?
Oh, with the host of the podcast. Think about it.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. I have an answer that feels good.
Can you say what it is, Griffin?
Can I say what my guess is?
Yeah. Do you want to guess?
I'm thinking of online.
Wait. Okay.
Online, somewhat conservative-leaning movie stars. I think it's fucking Randy Quaid.
Let me finish the list. We have like four more guests, okay?
Your reaction makes me think it's not Randy Quaid.
Sharon Stone is after Dr. Drew.
Okay.
Interesting.
Dr. Drew, Sharon Stone. And here we're ending we're coming up in the last five episodes of this podcast that exist. Okay.
Is it ongoing, this podcast?
Oh, that's a good question too. Is it still rocking?
It did one season at the same time everybody else did a podcast.
Okay, got it.
Martin Short.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
I'm way off.
Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
Oh, wow.
What? I'm back to Randy Quaid. I'm back Jim on Randy, Brown. Baby. Say that last one again.
Jim Brown, Hall of Famer Jim Brown, and the last guest in this podcast history, Anthony Fauci.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Is
Dr. Drew and Anthony Fauci on the same season. My Pillow Guy and Anthony Fauci separated by two episodes.
Okay. When did the My Pillow Guy episode come out? Because we were all swept up in My Pillow Guy fever when My Pillow Guy first sort of jumped out.
The episode is called My Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell on Addiction, Pillows, and Receiving God's Message.
Huh.
Travis, if you would like to request one episode title from any of the celebs mentioned,
we'll
provide that to you.
Oh,
was
that mine?
In fairness.
Okay, what? That's fair.
No. You've introduced the idea, so you get another one. If there's a celebrity you'd like to hear the angle they're coming at it from.
I want to hear the Sharon Stone title.
Interest. That was a
Sharon
that's a great
Stone
choice.
On pandemics, social justice movements, and animal actors.
Interesting.
Here's the thing: is that I want to know Albert Pujols, but I don't think the information will be
know
helpful. I want to know Albert Pujols' description, but I don't think it will be helpful for the solution to the crime that we're trying to solve. I'll say I want. God, jeez.
Yeah, this is
you know what? Let's
Albert
go first.
Pujols, Albert Pujols may help.
Okay, Albert Pujols then.
Albert Pujols on baseball, Down syndrome, and living the American dream.
Baseball. Why was there another baseball player on the list? There was a football player on the list.
Jim Brown was a footballman, right?
Yeah. All right.
Now, let's also not lose sight of all the country music stars in the beginning.
Okay,
that's fair.
I skipped. Jimmy Morris is another baseball player that has been on the show.
Interesting. And that's helpful in some way.
I did not say that.
I'm going to give one more guess.
You asked about baseball. I skipped him because I don't know who that is. And I didn't think it would be very useful. I didn't want to confuse things. But he's another baseball player. You guys need to talk to each other. That's podcast.
Travis, if it's not Randy Quaid, who is Randy Quaid adjacent? It ain't Sorbo. It ain't fucking...
Randy Travis, I think, has recently expressed some stuff.
I don't even know who Randy Travis is.
Country singer.
Okay.
Country music's Randy Travis.
Wait, okay. Not Travis Tritt. I might be thinking of Travis Tritt.
No, you're thinking of Randy Travis Tritt, their son.
Their son that they had together.
See, I'm still doing a podcast. You guys, you got to do a podcast with me.
I'm trying to. I got to look.
Griffin, you just froze in the most thoughtful possible expression. It's amazing.
I got to look at my Travises. No, okay. I'm thinking of Travis Tritt.
Justin, can you at least tell me, am I going down the correct path? I'm walking down a path called Randy Quaid. Am I walking down a true and correct path, or am I way fucking off this?
Yeah, yeah. You're not in the wilderness.
Could it be Dennis Quaid? Dennis Quaid, I feel like, has a strong connection to baseball and Christ. And I'm going to say Dennis Quaid. Final answer.
Final answer, Griffin?
I think Travis has got it.
It's Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Now, stop. Name the show. Here's the bonus to Dennis Quaid. It is a pun.
A Dennis pun?
A Dennis pun.
The dentist's office.
No.
Okay, Grit, keep talking.
The dentist's office.
The dentist's office is no. Travis, that Griffin did bad. What do you got? It doesn't have to be funny or clever. Because it's not ours. We're just trying to guess.
Yeah. I'm trying
chip
to
chip away. Dennis something. It's something with Dennis.
It's something with Dennis. So it's not like Quaid.
And
Quaid
I will
now.
Say, I will warn you about this. It fucking hits. And when it hits, you're going to, you will be like, yeah, that's the best one. You guys found it.
It's not Dennis the Menace.
It's not Dennis the Menace. No.
Dennis.
There's just not that many words that sound like Dennis.
It's the Dennis
chair.
One word.
The Dennis
one word.
Chair.
One word. The first half is Dennis.
Is it Dennisance?
It's the Dennisance.
That's it. That is it.
The name of the podcast man. Is the Dennisance.
That is it.
That's good. We can't speak to that. Let's say this. To protect ourselves.
Griffin, when you started saying Randy Quaid, in my head, I was like, I felt like Dennis was like Kaiser Soze, like blending in behind him. Like
I forget about Dennis's leanings sometimes.
That's Dennis's whole, well, here, this guest list is wild.
It runs the gamut. Like,
has to be the most diverse crowd of like.
And Justin, you weren't wrong. If we got an email from Dennis Quaid being like, come on our show, I think our
knee-jerk
reaction will be, I don't know, man.
He was in Frequency. That film slaps ass.
He was in Frequency?
That baseball player, by the way, was the rookie. was who that was.
Yeah.
And I thought Martin Short would, when you said Randy Quaid and then I said Martin Short right after, I thought you were going to make that leap to Dennis. But people forget about Dennis.
I think for a long time people forgot about Randy, and then Randy was like, how do I come screaming in here in such a way that I'm going to overshadow? You know what? I've got it.
No, but Randy is like a zucchini you left in the bottom drawer. Without our attention, he has grown fetid and wild.
Yeah, sure.
He's built his own
ecosystem around himself down there in the
stand.
I'm
part of the CRISPR.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an advice show. My advice is to Dennis. Keep it up. Get back in the game, I guess. You did that one when everybody else did one.
Hey, by the way, do you know that there's two other Quaid siblings?
Fuck off. No way.
Fuck off. I kind of want to do it.
Yeah. Brandy Quaid.
It can't be that.
It is.
That's not it.
And
say a different name.
And Buddy Quaid.
Randy Quaid sounds like if he was casting a remake of Some Like It Hot, that would be like his character
now,
name.
Oh, I see. Quaid, Brandy laziest. Quaid is a stepsister.
Okay. That actually makes more sense, weirdly, that you wouldn't arrive at that naturally, I think is very encouraging. My boyfriend and I were looking for a bar before your Columbus Taz show and walked by one that looked empty and not like our vibe, but it had tinted windows, so it was hard to tell. We walked to another bar, and inside, the door person flagged us down and said someone was looking for us. We were already inside this other bar when the woman who was working at the first bar said she saw us looking in and said, please come into my bar. We have cheaper drinks.
Get out. No. Mm-mm.
We were confused and startled and decided to stay at the bar we were already at. But we weren't sure if we regretted it because this person went through the effort to chase us down half a block, cross the busy street, went through a revolving door to get to us. Also, the drinks at the bar were expensive. Should we have gone back to the other bar instead? That's from Confused in Columbus.
You should not have gone back to the other bar. Let's answer that right now. One, Justin.
You were pursued.
And you know what? Even removing any, like, oh, it's a trap kind of feeling. If you go in there, the owner of this bar, the person working, there is so little business that they can leave the bar.
Yeah.
To pursue you. There's going to be so much focus on you, the singular customer. You don't want
that.
That
could be good, though. That could be good. Because what if, like, this business, this young entrepreneur has some stories? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm always
like, about young entrepreneurs. Talk to me more.
I'm always just waiting for the next entrepreneur to tell me the big, cool story at a business or party that I go to. And this is an opportunity. It may not be a very good story, but they are going to be focusing completely on you. You're not going to have to wait for drinks. In fact, I bet you could probably get those bad boys for a dime and a song if you really wanted to. Say this, it's either this or no business, I guess. You hold a tremendous amount
of
power.
You can negotiate. People don't do that at bars. Don't do that.
Don't negotiate about
drinks.
I would also ask, in reading this question, it seems to me that the person design, whoever has done the bar design branding, has done a poor enough job that this isn't the first time this person's done this, right? The idea that it's like, today's the day, the next person who looks in this window, I'm going to get them. This is something they have had to do.
Yeah, I don't care for that. It's the story that you're going to get from this young business person is very exciting and could be anything. Could be like war or like a celebrity or like, you know, any kind of cool crime stuff. Like any kind of cool story, crime stuff. But their windows on this bar are so tinted that you cannot see into them, and I don't like being in any kind of enclosed space where that's true. I want all eyes on me outside for accountability purposes and security purposes.
If someone's like, where was the last place you saw him? I need someone to be like, it was like 20 minutes ago over there in this big window.
Yeah,
he was on display for everybody.
And he kept his hand up against the window and like every so often would move and hold up today's newspaper. It was very helpful. I do like, though, if I owned a customer-based business, I do like the move of, like, if I had a restaurant next to another restaurant and I saw somebody go in that restaurant, of walking in there and walking up to them like, hey, before you order, my food is cheaper. Are you certain you don't want, and hey, this bread is fine. My bread, I put way more in the basket for
here's
you.
Here's what I'll say. Tom Green did do this. He got to this first. He used, and on his television show, he had a thing called Undercutters, where he would travel around with a tackle box of toppings and a crust. And then as the person is going to the door to get their pizza, he would open his and make the pizza they had and try to sell it for less to them and leave the other guy out of cold.
That's very good.
And that didn't catch on, because I kind of felt like he might Shark Tank that if it was effective.
He probably would have called it Shark Tank, though, because he's got that biting humor and it's kind of South Park.
That would have been great.
Very irrelevant.
Irreverent
is what I meant to say, and I feel like I might have...
Didn't mean to drag Tom. It's irreverent, not irrelevant.
Irreverent.
There, he's clearly relevant. I just talked about him.
There is in Austin on 6th Street, there's just all bars. And they have to compete for foot traffic so much that basically every bar has a sentry posted outside who is handing out flyers and yelling and trying to get you to come in. And I can't, that energy sucks for me so bad. Mm-hmm. I get it's people on their grind, but it's anytime, it's an avenue of broken dreams anytime I walk down 6. And I'm like, no, that doesn't quite seem, it seems nice, but the windows
are. I'm trying to get to the GameStop. If you guys could just let me, excuse me. Why don't you just, this person should be advertising on the outside that they have the competitive advantage in a specifically hyper-local sense. Like the sign outside should say cheapest drinks on the half block.
Yeah.
On this half of the block, this is the cheapest drinks.
I would like to, Griffin.
Mm.
I'm looking for some big investors, some real angel investors. I'm going to buy.
How am I going to crack at this beautiful egg?
You know what I mean,
man? Well, we'll see, Justin. We'll see how competitive the bidding war gets.
Maybe your crypto shit's going to pay off someday there.
I don't have crypto shit.
I want to buy.
Unless I've been eating.
Cyber salsa.
Yeah.
Cyber salsa and cryptacos. And then I do sometimes get shits. You know what Superman hates cleaning up? Well, I'll tell you, it's crypto shits.
Yeah, the worst.
Hey, did we ever talk about how, okay, the thing that kills Superman is also what he named his dog. Okay. So.
That's pretty good, Trav.
I want to buy up a line of those bars on 6th Avenue.
Okay.
But then I'm going to knock down, whatever, I'm going to knock down the dividing walls, but keep all the facades the same.
That kicks ass, Travis. You are basically pitching a, like, exiting a Disney park turbo store where it's just 1 half-mile long corridor of shops with, like, basically the same shit in all of them.
So that way you can go into the entrance of whichever one feels like your vibe, but then inside, it's all pretty much the same bar.
That's fucking great. A little, like a little Mars bar of just different experiences. That's really good, Trav.
This is what Disney does, right? Outside the thing, it'll say Crystal Shop. Enter here, and next door it's like framed photos. And then you go in, it's just like, here's Mickey's balls on his shirt. Fuck you. It's all the same.
It's
shirt.
All the same shit.
You want some? Hey, we let Goofy make sour balls.
No, they don't do those anymore.
What?
They don't do those anymore.
They don't do the Goofy Sour Balls
They don't
anymore?
Do Goofy Sour... Listen, that was the only confection that mouse and his business has ever created that I was, like, deeply into. And then Goofy took his sour balls away.
There is only one way you could know that, and that is if you went to someone who is employed by the mouse and was like, what's up with sour
balls? I said, where's Goofy's sour balls? And they said, we don't do those anymore. People were saying too much rude stuff about it.
And Goofy got upset.
They said, why are your balls so little, Goofy? They said that to Goofy.
No.
The hero.
To the George hero. Geef?
George Geef, they would go to him and say, your balls are so small
your
and
balls
so,
are little
so
and sour. Wash your
so,
little balls.
Wash your little balls, Goof. Gooster.
And he'd be like, wash these? And they'd be like, these what? And he'd be like, these nuts. Get out of my fucking house.
But then they would be like, we were already talking about testicles, Goofy. You can't these nuts that.
Gorsh.
Gorsh, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
You guys want another question?
Yeah, I feel like Travis was going to do a Shark Tank bit, but forgot about it, and that's fine.
No, I said I want to knock down the walls between the bars. That was it.
Oh, okay, right, I got you.
I need $6 million, please.
Right.
I'm enrolled in summer college courses. In one of my classes, a guy in front of me likes to stretch backwards over his chair with his eyes closed. His head basically ends up right on my desk, and he will breathe in my face. I've had to move my laptop to stop him from laying on it. Am I the weird one for staring at the guy as he disrupts all my belongings in my personal space? He does it more than 5 times a class. It's very awkward. It makes it hard to focus on the lecture. Should I say something? Help me, brothers. How do I stop this stretching bandit from stealing my peace of mind? That's from Cramp College Co-ed in Canada.
Very good.
Hey, I got a way you can fix this.
Yeah.
Real quick. You get your laptop. Close it up. open up a quick jar. Just get a quick jar.
Uh oh.
Smear a whole bunch of jelly on it.
On your desk?
On your desk.
Ooh, yeah, I guess.
Smear a whole bunch of jelly on your desk.
Sort of a double-edged sword, though.
Bubba
on that
leans
one.
Back. Bubba leans back.
Yeah.
Oops, 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 oops. Is that jelly?
Yeah.
Never does it again. Game, set, match.
You gotta, I mean, this person's obviously crossing some pretty literal and figurative emotional social boundaries.
Unthinkable,
untenable.
Unthinkable.
But I mean, if you wanted to deal with the problem, just a quick like cha cha cha. Just give them a quick like. Obviously, they're having some upper back, neck, shoulder issues. Give them a helpful chop. Don't attack them. We're not saying to hurt them and attack them, but like obviously some shit's out of alignment.
They need a chiropractic adjustment is what you're saying. Or give just them like, a surprise chiropractic or, adjustment.
No, don't do that. But like Theraguns akimbo, get in there and like get into those knots and those muscles. And then
just to clarify, so far the options we've offered, cover your desk in jelly.
Yeah.
Come at them with some surprise therapy. We have not offered saying, excuse me, you're kind of in my space if you could not do that anymore. That's out. That's out.
That's wrong. Yeah, okay. We can't do that. The only reason, Travis, is that it's not very funny and it doesn't give us very much room to play with.
And what if, and I think the obvious concern for all of us is that if you said that and this person said, you're nothing and you're not funny and no one likes you.
Oh, man.
And then it's like they see right through.
Then you got to drop out of college. Yeah,
then you have to quit college and never talk to anybody ever again.
Okay, so if that's the case, then bunch of broken glass in the jelly.
Justin,
just let's open up.
Travis,
what?
This person is in pain. This person's in pain. You need to get dual percussive massagers and help your fellow person.
That's nice. That's nice. Another thing you do is when they lean back, hover over them and say, there's my sweet boy.
Oh, that's that could be
kiss, kiss on the forehead.
Probably not a little kiss on the forehead.
No, we're not just going to randomly kiss somebody.
Oh, no, you're right.
No. Little close.
Okay, what if
a little close. Maybe you, this is a good opportunity for you to teach him about consent.
That's cool. Like,
you don't know how my permission to get up in my DMZ. That's my desk militarized zone.
Okay.
That's where I have all these little toy soldiers here. And jelly.
And what I could have done, I could have kissed you, but I won't. Here's a sticker on your forehead instead. Think about it.
Of a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a sticker of a kiss.
Here's a Hershey kiss on your forehead. Oh, no. I've incentivized the leaning back. Please don't do
that
anymore.
Not good.
No, that's a gold star. Dang it.
Damn it. Maybe when, now you start leaning forward to stretch and see if you can time it out so you're going back and forth until everybody's doing it. What's that? It's the wave. You're welcome.
That's interesting.
Here's one thing that I feel like gets lost in the shuffle sometimes with my brother and me. If you did all these things, the problem would cease to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would fix the problem, right? Like, this one's solved. Like, you do all these things, this isn't a problem anymore.
We've got like a 100% success rate if our advice is implemented. What we don't talk about is the percentage of the consequence rate,
which can sometimes
far exceed the original
problems.
We
don't give tactical advice.
No.
Consequences, go to the dentist's. You want consequence-free? Come here.
Randy Quaid's podcast that he probably does, probably called Consequence-Free, the Randy Quaid story.
It's called the dentist's.
Yeah. The dentist's chair.
The Randy Sauce.
Yeah.
It's called Randy Sauce.
It's called Randy McDowell.
Yeah.
It's just it's called Randy from Toy Story. Okay. It's called Randy's Mints. And he just lays out his little bon mots for you.
That's cool.
He needs to stop changing the title, though, because it's getting hard to search for it.
He changes it every episode.
Every time he thinks of a different Randy-based pun, he's like, oh, fuck yeah. What about, like, the Randy Bowl? And someone's like, what does that mean? And they're like, Candy Bowl.
Candy Bowl.
Randy, I think that's one. Oh, you already changed. Okay. Yep. All right.
Yankee Doodle Randy? No, you already did that podcast back in 99. Wow.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Let's go to the Money Zone.
Woo!
It's better with you.
Listen, Justin.
Yeah, Griff.
Well,
no.
Justin,
I didn't have the window open. Okay.
Okay. And you can't tell our voices apart. That's good. That's cool.
Big reveal.
Okay.
Big twist.
Now listen, Justin. You know you've got symptoms. You know you do. And you don't have anyone you could talk to about them.
My back's aching.
Griffin, we're not talking about your symptoms right now. I wouldn't even begin to know where to start categorizing.
I just, my back's aching. The sun's too bright. My hip's popping from left to right. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
My back hurts. My feet stink. And I
peanut butter in a cup. We sing this song to pump us up. Bang, bang, choo-choo train. Come on, Travis, do that thing.
And so, I was told to do that thing, Justin, if you'll check the stenographer's notes. I believe that I was
Commerce does not bow to having to do that thing.
I was specifically handed the ability to do that thing, and then you stepped in, you started doing the thing, which had become my thing.
Yeah.
Well, my thing was doing the podcast for money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I
actually like Justin's thing way better.
Yeah,
than
you do your
thing
now.
Okay, I will tell you that it is tough to find a doctor that's a great fit for you, and that can lead to you trying to diagnose yourself on the internet, and it's a whole thing. You're going down there like, well, I sometimes my left leg does itch. It's like, well, you may be
a redneck.
My neck is really red. Well, then you just might be a redneck. ZocDoc is a place you can turn to that'll help you find the perfect doctor for you. It's the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
I have used ZocDoc a lot since moving to DC because we had to find all new doctors, and nobody else has a good way of booking appointments, even at their own practice. And ZocDoc is pretty much the best in the game it's definitely the best in the game at finding doctors and appointments. Period.
Go to ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
Nope.
Companies love it when you say their name over and over and over again. That's what they're paying
for. But they also love it when you say it right and not ZocDoc.
Go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother to download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
It was poetry, Justin.
You probably already have a favorite animal. Maybe it's a powerful apex predator like the tiger or a cute and cuddly panda. And those are great, but have you considered something a little more unconventional?
Could I perhaps interest you in the Greenland shark, which can live for nearly 400 years? Or maybe the jewel wasp, who performs brain surgery on cockroaches to control their minds?
On Just the Zoo of Us, we review animals by giving them ratings out of 10 in the categories of effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics. Listen with friends and family of all ages to find your new favorite animal with Just the Zoo of Us on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Jordan Cruciola, the host of Feeling Seen, where we talk about the movie characters that make us feel seen.
And I'm the show's producer, Marissa. Jordan, you've interviewed so many directors, actors, writers, film critics, and I like to play this little game where I take a sip of coffee every time someone says, "That's such a great question."
"That's such a fabulous question."
Or they tell you how smart you are.
"I think that you are rather brilliant."
And of course, the big one is,
When they cry
unexpectedly. Yes, yes.
Jordan, I don't want to cry on your podcast.
I wasn't expecting to cry.
I mean, it makes me kind of want to cry.
Feeling Seen comes out every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Listen already. What are you waiting for?
Jordan, that's such a great question.
May we approach the wizards, Mike?
We may.
This like that, Griffin.
This is the Wizard of the Cloud bit where we go to WikiHow. And our friend Joe sent this in.
Thanks, Joe.
Biden.
Oh.
Not Joe Biden.
Oh, wow.
It was a real Joe who sent this in.
Not like the fake made-up Joe Biden.
Right.
Right. This is a real Joe.
This is an average Joe.
You don't know
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Above average
This Joe. Is how to talk nerdy to someone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Talk nerdy to me is a play on the phrase talk dirty to me. But how do you actually do it? If you want to impress the cute nerd in your science class or woo the geek in your life, speaking their nerdy love language is a good place to start. To help you be more adorkable, we've gone a deep dive into the world of geekery. Read on for a crash course in nerd speak.
Oh my God, all of this hurts.
Yeah, strap in, fellas, because there's some cool shit. Number one, science and physics. Are you a carbon sample? Because I definitely want to date you. If you've seen The Big Bang Theory, then you already know science and physics nerds are the best nerds.
What?
Science and physics nerds are the best nerds.
Is that you have to distinguish the pickup lines from the like narration here? Because it seems indistinguishable.
Sorry. Every one of these opens with, I guess, the best pickup line in the category. Are you a carbon sample? Because I definitely want to date you.
Can I also just say, I love the premise of this entire article, which is, if you want to talk dirty / pick up a nerd person, well, you can't use regular means. Because as we all know, people who like nerd shit hate any reference to romance or sex or anything like that. You gotta talk to them in their language.
You can just quote
Rocky,
quote Big Bang Theory. All right, there's some more. None of these
I've got
great.
A theory that we should Big Bang. What do you think?
Okay, that's good.
Actually pretty good.
That's Trev. Good.
What do you think?
Okay,
that's
good.
Actually pretty good.
That's Trev. Good.
Mathematics is cool. You've got more curves than a triple integral.
Integer?
Come on, man.
Can math be ... sexy?
Well, fuck yeah. Look at an 8, man.
Look at an 8. Look at it. 8's really the only one.
Oh, pretty close-minded.
Yeah. Again.
My love is like
88. Hey,
okay.
69.
Sounds like a busy night for me, right? There's a lot of 8s in there. Can't be any more 8s than this.
Try plugging one of these solutions into their equation. My love is like a fractal. It goes on forever. Are you the square root of 2? Because I feel irrational around you. Some of these, we got to recognize it.
That sounds like a threat, actually.
I feel irrational. You make me feel like I could do anything. Yeah.
Outer space. You mind if my comet enters your solar system?
No. Nope.
Let's take a pause. Let's take a beat. Stop. Let's take a cleansing breath here. WikiHow.
That one didn't feel right. Did you have it when you typed it?
You had the whole, no pun intended, like universe of heavenly bodies references.
Yeah, the whole space.
And you went with
like,
yeah. There is some. You guys have established. There are some pre-established, pre-written outer space theme pickup lines that are out there already. And I feel like everybody knows a few of them. Mind if my comet enters your solar system?
Such a misjudgment of taste.
Of taste, of astronomy.
Norms.
Yeah.
Of norms, social norms.
When you're doing a punny pickup line or something like that, you need to know in your own mind exactly what the words are referencing, even if it's a pun. And here's the thing, you guys. That can only mean like one, maybe two things, and saying, do you mind if? Do you mind?
One of the space ones is, hey, nice asteroids.
Nope.
What's that even? Technology. This place must have free Wi-Fi because I'm feeling a connection. Not terrible. Not terrible. You shouldn't. You can unzip my files anytime.
Now, once again, just even putting unzip in there, okay, that's
what does that even mean? I mean,
but unzip my files, like, you can open up my genitalia.
I think I think files is referring to a zone.
Okay, gotcha.
Another one of these that I don't hate. You're even hotter than the bottom of my laptop. That one's actually kind of got some heat, I feel like, no pun intended.
Yeah, that one works.
I'm like, you're hotter than the bottom of my laptop, and yeah, I am sterile. Thank you for
that.
Thank
you very much. Yeah. Listen,
very intuitive.
I own an early Alienware laptop.
Yeah.
It's a scorched wasteland down there.
The built-in fan burned out, full of cat hair.
Overclocked.
I wasn't getting enough polygons in my Doom. I went back to that guy, said, make me a Ken doll down there. I just want
flatten me out, baby.
Burn it out.
All right, it's time to get into video games, and you guys I know are crazy about these fucking things.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. And this is where we really start to get into some good shit, like really kind of hot shit. honestly. Your beauty rivals the graphics of Call of Duty.
Now,
oh, wow.
Is that a game? You guys are both big game bros, big game hunters. Yeah, it's a game.
It is a game, yes.
Is it a game known for its graphics fidelity? Known for, when people are like, oh, if you want to talk about graphics, got Call of Duty.
You've hoved into maybe the smallest problem with this.
And yeah.
Yes, Call of Duty is a showpiece.
Oh, great.
Showpiece.
Then there's no problems with this pickup line whatsoever.
No, it's good. I'm glad we clarified that, Travis.
Yeah. Kind of good graphics. For sure.
Call of Duty also is kind of infamous for its updates are huge, half a terabyte, and it just clogs up your computer. So you could say something like your beauty rivals the sheer mass of the file size of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 remake from 2021. If you want to get to the next level with a gamer, you have to get their attention first. Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey,
time to game.
Tetris.
Considering
how focused they can be on their game, that's easier said than done. Shut the foot. Don't talk.
Not
you
now.
You love me? Give one of these silly lines a try. You and me, tomorrow, my fort. If they don't know,
wait. If they think that's a totally just unhinged
a
thing
small building. That you made in a yard, maybe out of blankets even. I don't think that one would work on anyone. I need experience points. Will you help me out? Yes. Bonk. Now I have your horns and I can sell these back to the warrior guildmaster.
Okay. Once again, hey, just to, let's decipher that pun. What you're saying is I'm bad at sex. If you could help me get a little bit better, I'd appreciate any tips you've got.
I'll bonk as many rats as you got.
Yeah, what, just tell me, man.
A few tips.
Want to go on a side quest to the bedroom? It's not the main quest. It's not the main quest.
The main quest is a search for purity in the eyes of Jesus Christ. And a side quest that we're doing that may or may not advance that particular goal is you and me making tender love.
And if you want to get, we can get distracted just by collectibles that aren't necessarily a quest.
Nope.
If we want to just get tacos later. That won't advance the story in any way whatsoever, but they're good.
Listen, here's what you do. You go in, you disrobe in front of your partner and say, dang, I wish this game had photo mode because I would love to be taking pictures and video of you right now.
Now, hold on. You said you disrobe, so you're naked.
You both disrobe.
Okay.
It would be weird to have the person disrobe. You just met each other, and they know you're a gamer, and you won't disrobe. What are you hiding? Gamer thumb?
No, but I do love the idea, Justin, of looking at your partner and be like, hey, will you come in here and disrobe with me? Because I want to say something to you. And it really
something important to say.
It would be, if you didn't clothe, it's a nightmare. You have to be fully vulnerable. It's a naked moment. You have to be.
Well, then why not you disrobe and walk in and be like, I wish you were taking photos and videos of me right now.
I really wish
that's
we could.
That's self-aggrandizing, Travis. You see the problems before you say them.
Listen, Star Wars. And we'll get through this one fast.
Well, I'm rock hard. How'd you do that?
You are the droid I've been looking for.
No, not a droid.
You are the droid I've been looking for.
Jedis
are tough nuts to crack. If you're crushing on a Star Wars nerd, you may need to use the Force to woo them effectively. Luckily, your midichlorian count is high and you're up for the challenge. Try one of these Yoda-approved pickup lines.
Did you say your midichlorian count is high in Europe?
What?
Did you say your midichlorian count is high in Europe?
And you're up for the challenge.
Okay, thank you. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Try one of these.
Get me over there in Spain. See how you do.
Where do they do metric? Because in metric, my midichlorian count.
I'm off the charts.
Try one of these Yoda-approved pickup lines.
I'll approve your pickup. Pull down some trim, you will. Got real? Must be cock you shall.
Some real count puss, I can assure you.
Get some strange.
No.
There he is. No. I knew he'd be here.
I did not. Shoot. We gotta just.
Wet you will get.
Okay, turn it down. Turn it
Stop
down.
It. Clipping Yoda could make me laugh at something that I don't feel comfortable laughing at. Sure. And I don't want that
Turn
to be
him
misused.
Down. Get you, that's one of our two clipping Yoda appearances for the rest of the year. So okay. One of these is just... I'll save this one. Want to take a spin on my Millennium Falcon? There's some people that if you said that to them, they'd be like, you've got like a... Like some sort of hub, like a big wheel situation, like a
yeah,
some sort of hover craft situation. Let's get Hoth and Heavy.
Okay, that's...
if you said that to anyone, even the biggest Star Wars fan, they would say sorry.
I'd rather.
Did you say hot and heavy? Did you say
no? You heard
also,
me.
And I understand what you're going there for and playing words. Hoth, notably cold. It is an ice planet.
Yeah.
It doesn't work there. Because if you said that to me, I'd be like, now what about I'd let you climb in my Tauntaun any day. Right? Now, Justin, you may
have... Gross. Thanks. Okay. Okay. Wait. We'll get this in post. Something, something, something. And I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Some sort of like...
Almighty Jesus.
Something, something, something.
I regret this whole segment, except for this next bit that they have written down, which is truly, truly next level, which is simply, I find your lack of nudity disturbing. Are you sure, okay. WikiHow? You that's, sure about that one?
Now,
that's all time.
Now, I will say this. If this was, I've been in an established relationship with this person for a long time, and maybe things have grown a little
and we're
stale.
Both huge Star Wars
we're
nerds.
Huge Star Wars nerds, and maybe we've become too comfortable with one another. We spend a lot of time, and you know, the heat's just not there anymore, and we're looking for ways to spice it up. Go fucking for it, man, because yeah. It's risky, but if that pays off, go, yeah.
So yeah, but as a stranger?
No.
Maybe. No, here's what I was saying. It's such a called shot.
Yes.
There's one out of 100 people where you'd be
There's
like,
one out of 56 million people.
No way.
There's seven people on the planet Earth
now
who Justin, would hear that and go, that's pretty good, my man.
I will also say this, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
There's also not just deploying it, got to deploy it with confidence, but knowing the right time... Within this beginning of a... You couldn't say it first. I don't think you'd say it right away to start the interaction.
No. So you also couldn't say it. You can't say it. It's funny because actually it says here if you are in a social situation where you are flirting with someone, your brain actually will not allow you to... It's like when you put your fist down on the table but you can't lift up your pinky. It's one of those. Okay. Like your brain simply won't let you say that. And that's good. That's an evolutionary success story. Can I do this one from fucking Lord of the Rings? Because there's a real good one in here, too, I did not see when I was vetting this article. So, I mean, are you Smaug? Because you look like you have treasure in your cave. I don't think that's something that anyone really wants to hear about themselves.
Yeah.
But then this... Are you from Mordor? Because you're melting my precious.
Huh. Now, huh. Huh.
It's so hot down there. Because of you, that well, it has melted.
If my precious, it are the emotional walls I've built around my heart
that
stop me from being open to it. But if you're saying you've burned my penis away,
you've burned my penis away like chaff.
I think now if they turn around to you and like one does not simply walk into Rebecca, then
sure. I think I'm going to end the bit now.
Now, here is a good denial. If somebody uses a Lord of the Rings pickup line on you and you would like to reject them, you respond, hey, how about you make like your Frodo and I'm Legolas and just go ahead and forget my name? Do you guys know about this theory? That Frodo doesn't know Legolas's name in the Lord of the Rings? It's a great theory that like the only time Legolas ever talks to Frodo is when he says, you have my bow. And at the end of the movie, when all the people are coming in and Frodo's in bed, he like mouths everyone's name except Legolas's. Like Aragorn comes in, he's like, you see him say like, Aragorn. And then Legolas comes in and he just goes,
It's so uncomfortable. The whole time he heard it, like when they were like forming the fellowship, and he was like, as he was walking off with his hobbit bros at the end of that, he was like, oh, fuck, what was the elf?
What was it?
Shit, did anyone hear the elf's name? He's so pretty that when I saw him, he was like, hello, I'm... And I just, my brain didn't hear it.
It's not there,
they
man.
They were together long enough that I think it was like midway, Frodo started thinking like, I didn't learn this elf's name. And then at this point, it would be insane
so
for me to
wild
ask.
For me
I
to
didn't,
ask
I him. Didn't think he'd be around this long, if I'm being honest. Boromir, got that one. Boromir, that one I knew good. Right away. Where's that guy? Oh, right.
All right.
Let's, rather than you in the article, I think we could come up with our own, right? Like, we could
I
do our d- own
I don't, I
ones
think...
of these. Like, boy, you make me feel like John Rhys-Davies in Sliders, because I want to climb in those holes.
So this is what I was afraid of.
Uh-huh.
Hubba hubba. Right? That was good.
Are you...
John Rhys-Davies in Holes? In, sorry.
No.
Sliders.
Sliders.
Holes is Shia LaBeouf, and that's not nerd shit. I'm talking about John Rhys-Davies in Sliders.
Yeah.
Griffin, are you Googling Sliders?
Shia LaBeouf's Holes, notable jock fodder.
Yeah. Griffin, are you looking up a nerd joke that you could tell? Like, what?
I'm just looking at nerd. I'm just looking at nerd movies.
You couldn't think of nerd movies?
Well, Griffin's a known jock. Ask Griffin about sports movies. He's got those.
Hoosiers, pork balls, fucking Space Jam 2, fucking.
The whole kit and caboodle, for
the
sure,
whole
man.
Kit and caboodle.
Yeah, the whole kit and caboodle. The whole
bend it like Beckham.
That's a good one.
Oh, don't get me started.
The whole Bud franchise.
All the Buds.
Hoosiers.
Okay. Hoosiers. I don't know what you're doing, Griffin, but the wheels have fallen off your segment.
Hoosiers.
I'm taking the reins from you.
Oh, no. Griffin's, Griffin's glitching out.
Hoosiers.
My bank has been advertising a home ownership service to help folks buy and sell homes. I usually ignore them, but this time they've been offering a chance to win a flat top grill package with a $100 gift card to a very expensive butcher.
Fuck yeah.
I've been really wanting to get my dad a new grill. Brothers, I have no way of buying a house, let alone sell one. They are contacting me and trying to help me buy a house. How to explain to them I've only entered to maybe win the grill, and I have no interest in this service.
Don't say that.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Good thing to say.
Well, now hold on. That's from the poor hopeful MB. If you didn't win the grill and the meat, why not say that? Why not be like, now that that option is passed, right? That is gone.
Yeah.
You didn't win it. And they call and they said like, hey, we want to help you buy a home. And you say, oh, guess what? I only signed up for that to win the grill and the card, which I didn't do.
Right.
And now if you do win the grill and the meat, you will need to buy a house.
No, you don't. Travis, no? You aren't misunderstanding. This is a real-time dilemma, okay?
Yeah.
This is a real-time dilemma. They're in the drawing has not yet concluded. Mm. They don't know if they've won, but they are getting realtors, you know, pounding on the walls, like, buy a house, or sell this one.
I've got it. Next call you get, you say, okay, great. Yeah, my budget is about $750.
Do you have anything for $750?
Just set, like $750, move-in ready.
Yeah, so got to be move-in ready.
Got to be move-in ready. Furnished would be ideal because I don't have any of that. But like $750 tops, and I have a down payment of about $10 I could probably do. So first of all, I'm going to need to see what the APR is on a $750 loan.
Yes.
And I might be able to do $11. I think I have a dollar somewhere. I'm going to check my jeans. But
this is a 6,310-year mortgage. Is that normal? Is that standard? That seems like a lot.
You just tell them the truth. Like, hey, I'm going to wait and see how this whole grill thing shakes out.
Because
honestly, if I don't have a grill, I don't need a house.
Oh, so
if you want to talk to the grill. The candy man over there with the grill giveaway guy. If you guys got a few grills you want to slide this way, maybe we'll talk. Maybe I'll start to need one. Get enough grills going, you're going to need a home to put them in. But yeah, if I don't win the grill, I don't need a house.
And then once you get if you get the grill, you're like, well, I was going to sell you my house. Damn thing burned it all up.
This GD grill burned my whole shit down. So now I got no house to sell to you, Tracy.
I got no house to sell, and I kept all my money in bill form inside the house. It's gone too, man. What, insurance? Yep. I wish.
There's a ton. If you win, this is the number of avenues now open to you for deceit are simply tremendous.
Yeah.
You could say, like, listen, I was going to sell you my house, but with this GD grill, I've made so many precious backyard memories with my family.
Yeah.
The thought of leaving this home it just seems wrong. So I am so sorry.
I was going to buy a house, but then I grilled so good that Bobby Flay showed up and said, come live with me and be my son. I'll train you.
Yeah.
I want to fight you every day.
I'll Bobby fight you Flay every day to make you tough.
To beat Bobby. He wants to do his own Beat Bobby Flay's, and I battle him every day for my free.
Welcome to my new show, Bebop Bobby Flay. Come hang out with me. I'll teach you to scat and grill. I want to watch Bebop and Bobby Flay so bad now.
It's the ZocDoc.com of cooking shows. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
What about a show called Flay Bobby Flay? And you got to find him?
Bob Bobby Flay is when you sink him in a river and we fish with him.
Listen, okay. We got to find out if he's a witch or not. And I only know two ways to do that.
I wanna watch him and
flay him.
I want to watch Flay Bobby Flay Bobby, which is a British police officer trying to get to the bottom of Bobby Flay's flaying.
Beats me. What's that, Bobby? You solved it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. It's called My Brother, My Brother, Me. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I felt a little silly, and I hope it wasn't too silly. I guess that's kind of a silly thing. Yeah, just that one felt kind of silly. I just want to make sure it wasn't too silly.
Just letting you know, starting June 1st, we'll have new merch over there, which we'll talk about on the next episode. But if you are someone who's like, ooh, new merch, gotta check that out. Starting June 1st, macroymerch.com. Also want to let you know, Griffin and I are going to be at AwesomeCon in Washington, D.C., June 16th through the 18th. Got some panels and Q&As and photos and stuff like that. You can get passes at bit.ly/AwesomeConMcElroys. Also, I'm going to be at Gen Con August 3rd through 6th. You can get details on badges, tickets, and appearances at bit.ly/McElroyTours.
Yeah.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. When it comes on, I feel something stirring in my bones.
Ooh,
it's the spirit of dance.
Montaigne, by the way, they provided some background vocals for James A. Caster's new Party Gator album.
Yeah.
And just saying that those words together in sequence makes me happy on the inside.
They're very good feelings words. Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Travis, do you have anything you want to close out with?
I do. I got a quote here from, you're never going to believe it, Chuck Johnson. And reading it in different tones, I don't know which tone to go with here. You better hope you're not alone, Jack Johnson. You better hope you're not alone. You better hope you're not alone.
I think depending on which Jack Johnson wrote it depends on
the intention. Yeah.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm always with someone, Jack Johnson. Please don't. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.